Yazzie's position. I have not stood before the body of Christ in 20 years to give a message. So anyway, so I am too nervous. I am also nervous. And but I wanted to tell you that actually God has been preparing me for this. And, you know, that's how God is. So this past Tuesday, I was doing my first devotion that I do. Oh, just a second. Let me grab my books. I forgot those too. So beginning of this year, I didn't know what devotion to do, and I was a little late on it. And so God just led me to Chris Tigreen and Hearing His Voice devotional. This has been fantastic if you really want to just get down there and just think about how to hear God's voice. This is great. Anyway, so I was doing my devotion that morning, and basically it was talking about how the believers don't really believe we're hearing the voice of God anymore because that's of old days. Now, we know that we can hear the voice of God through this, right? But not believing that the body is also the voice of God. And then he kind of convicted me. I'm not going to share the conviction that he gave me. So, you know, some things are private, right? Yeah. So anyway, and so then I had another devotion that I was reading that morning, and it was talking about how the world is saying that a normal life is good. We want a normal life, right? That's the best you're going to have, so you strive for normal. And God said, that's a lie. I didn't bring you to this world to have a normal life. And so he brought us to this world to have a supernatural life, a miraculous life, and an overabundant life, and so not normal. And I'm like, okay. So then I prayed, Lord, please let me never have a normal life. I don't want a normal life. That's not what you called me for. I don't want it. I want what you have for me. And so then, you know that warm feeling you can get right here? Well, that warm feeling happened. So I'm like, all right. So something's happening. I don't know when it is, but I forgot, and I went to work. And so then I was at work, and I was doing something with my daughter, getting some invitations ready for her baby shower, blah, 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 all those things. And so so I never look at my personal email at work, and then Justine sent out the stream of service. And so I was looking through it, and then it said message, and there was no name. And I'm like, I knew right then. I was like, all right. So I went, finished work, worked out, went to Walmart. As soon as I got in the car, guess what I got? A call. From who? Pastor Turan, woman of God. Are you going to be here this Sunday? Yeah. It's your turn. I'm like, all right. That God's been preparing me all day that it was my turn. I wasn't sure what it was my turn for, but it was coming there. So anyway, so that's how I got here today to stand in front of you. Some of that music, you know, the Lord has made a way, you know, when your back was against the wall. My husband, Mark, and my son, Hayden, we have been here at this church. It'll be 5 years within the next week or two. It's very close to 5 years that we've been here, and we've had a lot happen, and a lot of you have walked through us some really tough things, and so God has made a way for us, for me to still be standing here. I want to tell you, I'm not comfortable in this format. I am a counselor by history, tradition, probably all my life. I'm great one-on-one. I'm great in a small group. God often speaks through me, and then people ask me later, hey, do you remember when you prayed for me? If you need prayer, I'm the person, right? I love to pray for people, and I'll say, no, I don't remember what. I don't remember that because it was not me. And so, but to stand up here and knowing that God God has made me some promises about today, and then knowing that I have to do it a second time, I start feel a little nervous. So I was like, oh, okay. But so as soon as I got that call from Pastor, and I said to God, what do you want to say to your people? I will open my mouth, but you've got to say it. And he said, God is speaking. Are you listening? And so I'm like, yes, I am listening. And God was silent. Do we know that God is silent sometimes? So all week long, I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And here's what he had me do. Do your same daily devotions every day. Take your walk, take your run, do all the things that you do every single day. So one day I got to go on a beautiful run, and I saw 7 deer, and as the deer panteth for the waters, just started pouring out of me. I'm like, all right. And then one day I was reading through a devotion, and great is thy faithfulness. And then God said, don't forget the old. He's reminded me that several times. Don't forget the old. Don't forget the ancient of days. Don't forget the great I am. I said, all right. And so here we are. God is speaking. Are you listening? And I'm telling you what, I'm listening because I don't know exactly what he's going to say. So I would like for us to pray. Father God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are right here today. And we thank you for that. We don't necessarily know how we got here or why we're here, but we are, and we want to thank you for that. Father God, you said if we would open our mouths, you would pour out good things. And so, Lord, that is what we are expecting today. If you have a word for these beautiful people here, then speak it. Let our hearts be prepared for it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I have the next slide says chosen. Chosen by the creator of the universe. That's what God wants to say to you today, that you are chosen by the creator of the universe. You're not here by chance. You're not here at this particular time by chance. God chose you. He wants you right here. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. That's what Peter tells us, right? You are a treasured possession. We find about that in Deuteronomy. You were chosen before the creation of the world. Every one of you. You are the apple of his eye. He knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. You are God's. The children of the Most High God. That's what King David tells us. The Lord chose Abraham, Isaac, Ruth, Esther, Elijah, that so many of us have been studying Elijah. Boy, did he choose Elijah, and I'm glad I'm amongst friends and not foes today. Nehemiah, Joseph, Mary, Peter, Timothy, Priscilla, and he chose you. And what has he chosen you for? Do you know what you're chosen for? You're chosen for a relationship with him. You're chosen to have a connection with him. You're chosen by him so then we can be the heart of God in our world, right, Carla? Yes, there we go. Yes. So we are each chosen. And the next thing we know that God was speaking to me about is not only are you chosen, but you're called. All right, so here was from my devotion earlier this week. We're called not to be ordinary, but extraordinary and supernatural. You know, we're supernatural in services and streets, and we talk a lot about it, but God is really serious when he says that. It's not just some word. It's not just some, oh, this is what our church is about. It's not some theme or whatever. He is expecting that. He has poured that in each and every one of you to be supernatural, to live a miraculous life, to live beyond whatever this is. He didn't just like plant us here. He also has us in heavenly places, right? We are right there beside Jesus himself to do whatever it is he's called us to do. Now, most of us like to know, what's that specific calling he's given us, right? Oh, am I called to be a teacher? Am I called to go out on the mission field? Am I called to be a minister? We want to know those specifics, but that's not what he's talking about, right? He's called you to be supernatural, extraordinary, miraculous. That is what he's called you to do. And we do that by being intimate with him. It is really hard to know what you're chosen or called to do if you don't have intimacy with the person who's doing the calling. How do we know what the Lord is saying if we're not spending time with him and listening to him? And you know what? It's not always in this word that he's speaking to us. Every one of you are called and chosen to speak for God. So how do you know he's speaking? And that's the question I do get a lot. How do you know it's God? Well, first of all, it needs to align with this, right? So if it's not aligning with this, it's not God. So then you're like, okay, that's not God, so I don't have to pay attention to that, right? But remember, the Holy Spirit lives in you. We don't have that sin nature anymore, right? We are filled with the Holy Spirit. So trust him that he really is talking to you. So when you hear something 3 times in 1 day, he might be talking to you. How many times do you get that? You hear the song, you read something, and then somebody calls you and says something, and it's like, okay, God, I get it. I'm supposed to do whatever it is, or I'm supposed to, perfect love cast out fear. You know, when you just said that, that is exactly what I was praying right there, because I said, God, I am terrified. And I prayed it, and Tina prayed it. So guess what? Perfect love casts out all fear. That's right. So what if you are out for a run and you see all these deer and you start singing, as the deer panteth for the waters? Maybe I need to get a little water, right? Maybe someone else needs a little water. One of the gifts or something that the Lord has given myself and my daughter, and we always kind of chuckle about it, and it's actually irritating, but it's what he gave us, so we do it. We'll get a random physical symptom. And so here's what my daughter, does your right knee hurt today? And I'm like, yes, it does. And she goes, ah. She goes, I knew it was either you or somebody else. So I'll pray for you, and if it doesn't go away, then it's somebody else. It's just whatever reason, that's the gifting he gave to us. The other thing is discernment. You know, he gave us the gifts of the Spirit, wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, tongues, and interpretation. We have those. Now, he may work some of them out a little more than others in us, but we have them. So what do you do with them? Do you hide it under a bushel? No. No. Just like the song. No. No, we don't hide it under a bushel. We practice them, we use them. And so years ago, my husband and I were at an Assembly of God church in Nebraska, and our pastor had a mentor. And so our pastor said, I'm going on sabbatical, and the mentor is up. And so Pastor David Stitt, he mentored our church, and he taught us about listening to the voice of God. And it was beautiful and was hard, and he would put people on the spot, and sometimes it was distressing, but that's what he did. So guess what? however you feel most comfortable. You know, if you feel comfortable closing your eyes or standing somewhere else or sitting another way, just get comfortable like you would if you're trying to listen to the voice of God. Okay, so however that is going to be. So, Father, your body right here, your bride, through the body of Christ Church, we choose to sit and listen. But help us to remember that it's not always hearing with our physical ears. So, Father, if it's through a song, give a person a song. If it's through a vision, give a vision. If it's a sense, it's a sense. We want to hear your voice. If there's a word of wisdom, let us be brave and speak it. Many of us are walking out of our comfort zones today. There's a word of knowledge. Father, if someone needs healed today and someone has the faith to believe that healing is a part of the gift that you've given them, then let this happen. What's anyone hearing from the Lord or seeing? What? Any visions? Ephesians 3:20. So Linda's heard from the Lord, Ephesians 3:20. Oh, yes. Do you want to read it, Linda? I'm not sure if we have a microphone, but...
Okay. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask.
Right, above all that we ask.
Above all that we think.
Think, yes.
And so here it lies in what your word was. The Lord had given me that this morning.
Mm.
And when you talked about we are supposed to live in that abundant life.
Life.
You brought me right back to now unto him.
Now. Him
that enables us.
Right.
And then it's him who gives us the more exceeding.
exactly right. So that's the Word of God, and it's the written Word of God, and it's a Word of God that was given to a believer in Christ, and it's for you. Okay, that's part of the listening to God. That's part of you hear from the believers, you hear from the Word, they align with each other. You are chosen to live it. You are chosen people. It belongs to you. Okay. All of that is yours. So if we're asking God for something, just if I could just, that is not what God wants, not a just. If I could have, I'm asking for something that's going to sound ridiculous to you, but our neighborhood has geese, and so I'm asking the Lord to protect my property, and I march around and ask for protective hedge. The geese have no desire to land on my property, okay? And then I'm going to ask for the whole neighborhood, right, Carla? We're going to ask for the whole neighborhood because we don't want those geese in our neighborhood. I think that they could go to the country in a very nice pond, all right? So, and maybe that's funny, but I'm going to tell you, those are the things as believers that we can take to God, right? He wants to hear everything that concerns us. And we also can ask for big things, right? That presidents of nations get along with each other because they're blocking paths, right? People have things to do, and the leaders of nations are in the way. So let them get out of the way so some people can get to business, right? Amen. Amen. All right. What else? What else? And this is the fun part. This is the fun thing when it's small group. I don't know what second service is going to look like, but you guys are small group, and there's no camera, so that makes it even better. All right. So we'll have to do it a little differently next service, maybe. But what else are you hearing? Was there somebody, some of us that were afraid this morning, but God worked through us and we got up and we did it anyway, right? And you did it and you were successful. And you know what? The next time you do it, it's going to be easier and easier, right? It's good for that. It's good for us to be a little agitated and a little nervous because we have to depend on God. If we just do the same things that we know how to do in our everyday, ordinary life, we quit depending on God, right? What else? God is speaking to you, and are you listening?
I had an experience earlier this morning. I woke up, and I had been dreaming, and I was headed down this path in this dream, and I woke up, and I said, God, Satan, get away from me. Leave me alone. And I was restless, and I said, God, help me. Help me get my mind where it needs to be. And shortly, about 12:30 this morning, my phone rang. And on the phone, when I looked at it, I got a call from a gentleman that said, can you help me?
No.
And I got up out of bed, got dressed, and went and picked him up where he needed help and brought him back. And I thought about that. And that was God's way of clearing my mind and putting my perspective where he wanted it.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was really an answer to my prayer. And I didn't think about that at 12:30 when
no.
The phone rang. But you have opened my eyes to see that God used that experience to answer my request to help clear my mind from the thoughts that I was having.
Yes. Yes, and Christ poured into you what you were going to need to pour out. Yeah. 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 That's very good. That's good. All right. Anyone else? This is going to be the shortest sermon at Body Christ.
First of waves when God was telling me this was first that calmness
everyone hear that over there? Okay. All right. Okay. So those are fun things. I think that's what is fun about God, right? God is fun. God has a sense of humor. He's funny. And so he'll do things that make us chuckle. And he also cares about us and waves. You know, Selena, that might have been something different for someone else. But you were brave. You saw it. You spoke out the word. And you don't have any idea who it might have touched in this group. Because maybe that's exactly. Maybe they have someone has felt like waves are just crashing in on them all the time and they think they're going to drown. But the word of God told us that Peter walked on the water, right? He walked on the water. So, all right. Anything else? Peter's coming up here. It must be time to end. I forgot to ask the time to end. But I think we can just be still and silent, and it probably is time for that. And that is what God was saying to me. That's all he said to me was, God is speaking. Are you listening? And he promised to fill my mouth with good things, but I am grateful that he filled each one of your mouths with good things.